Let's take the next, if you would read the next three items, please.
Item 196. The City of Portland shall not enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Federal Bureau of Investigation related to the work of the Joint Terrorism Task Force and shall repeal binding city policy BCP-PSF-7.01. 197. The City of Portland shall enter into a memorandum of understanding to become a member of the local Joint Terrorism Task Force in conjunction with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and shall repeal binding city policy BCP-PSF-7.01. Item 198, enter into a memorandum of understanding to become a member of the local Joint Terrorism Task Force in conjunction with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Thank you. Well, let me first set the stage again for those that maybe, I don't think there's anyone here that's new to this discussion, but we wanted to set this up as two clearly articulated alternatives for the council, given that in my mind, and I think in all of our minds, the current arrangement that we've had for our work with the Federal Bureau of Investigation on terrorist issues has not been satisfactory in that we didn't have the level of participation that some asked for, and we didn't have the level of clarity and communication back to the city that I would expect. So we tried to put this on the table before the council in an obvious and clear dichotomy and then let the community come in and give us their opinions. And we have certainly heard from a lot of people on this issue and heard some strong feelings. And I have to tell you, this has probably been one of the most difficult decisions for me to address while I've been on the council this time. The first time around, when this came before the council, I voted against participating. And there are very good reasons for that opinion. And in fact, there are things that still weigh strongly in my mind towards not participating. And there's also now some very strong and compelling arguments on the other side, and I want to take the prerogative of the chair and in a moment take up first number 197, which is the memorandum to participate, because I believe in my own mind, after weighing all this, that we should participate, but that we should with some very clear caveats and understandings among ourselves. Let me start, and again, I'll go ahead and make my statement now at the outset rather than waiting to the end when I vote. As I said, there's strong feelings on both sides of this issue and in my own heart and my own mind. There are two words that I think my dilemma about this issue revolved around. One is ashamed and the other is appalled. I'm ashamed as an American that we have been involved in wars without justification, in prisons without trials, and in torture. I hate to even say those words. I have not too much trouble making decisions in this job, but sometimes I'm up late at night, and lately when I've been up late at night, I've been watching Ken Burns' series about World War II. And the moral clarity that we as a country had at the end of that war contrasts so appallingly, again, that word, with what we have done lately in the world, that it makes it very difficult for me to contemplate cooperating with the federal government, because I think much of what has been done, unfortunately, in the last several administrations has cost us moral authority in the world and violates principles that I really believe in as an American. So I am ashamed. And many federal agencies have been complicit in those wrongs, including the FBI. The other word is appalled, and I'm appalled by the radical evil that is loose in the world today. I'm appalled at what has happened to innocent people. We were all appalled on September 11th when our country was attacked, and that was an attack by terrorists on symbols of American power that murdered a lot of innocent people. Maybe there were some of us here in Portland who could have thought then, well, that was an attack on the symbols of American power. It may not affect us here in Portland. But most recently, the attacks in Paris and Copenhagen and Boston are incidents in which people, we call them terrorists, attacked their own communities and murdered their neighbors. And I think any conceit that we might be exempt from that radical evil here is unfortunately removed by what happened in those places. So that's the dilemma that faces me and each of us as members of this council. And I know we've all agonized over this decision. We've also heard from the community about the downside of participating in any kind of arrangement with the FBI because, again, of fear, legitimate fear, based on historical injustice and recent mistakes and misconduct in this and other federal agencies. We've heard from the Muslim community on both sides of this issue, some who see the value in joining and some who don't want us to join, and a real cry for us to develop a sound relationship with this and each of the communities in our city. So I think we've all heard and taken to heart those concerns. A couple of things that pull me towards the reluctant decision that we should participate in this partnership with the Federal Bureau of Administration. One, we already do on many other fronts. We have cooperative arrangements with the FBI on child exploitation, on human trafficking, on bank robbery, on gangs. We work with the FBI constantly, and that's a natural and normal thing in a metropolitan area that's part of a country and with a state line close by. And the same thing is true, of course, in other areas of criminal activity like terrorism. So the question is, will we be safer if we share information, or will we be less safe because people will fear our relationship with the FBI? And I think there's some things that we can do in this arrangement and some people that we can rely on that, again, make this a marginally justifiable decision. One is I have complete confidence in Larry O'Day as my police chief and as our police chief and as somebody who reflects Portland's values. This man is all about the relationship between the police bureau and our community, and I do believe that he completely reflects our values about civil liberties and trust as the basis for policing. So I know that I can rely on him. And then I've asked him for some things if we were to make this decision, and he enthusiastically agrees that this is what we should do. And that is, if we decide to join the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Chief of Police and I are going to sit down with the officers who would be assigned to this work and personally instruct them in what is expected and required of them if we do. One is that they will follow the law and they will follow our policies as a city and that they will follow the values of the community that they serve. And if there ever comes a moment when their values and those instructions conflict with working in cooperation with the Federal Bureau of Administration, they are not only encouraged, they are required to come to the chain of command for which they work, the Chief of Police for the City of Portland and the Police Commissioner for the City of Portland, and to let us know that there's a conflict between what they're being asked to do and what Portlanders would want them to do and how they would want them to do it, and that their performance as a Portland police officer and their future as a Portland police officer will be assured by sticking to our values if there's ever a conflict. And I believe that if we give those instructions to the right officers, that they'll be followed. Secondly, you've heard my criticism, and I've heard a lot of people's criticisms of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I do believe that Greg Bretzing, the current special agent in charge for Portland, is a man of integrity and someone who will be honest with me. I've met this man, I've spoken with him, I've questioned him closely, and I believe that he personally, I'm not talking about the organization, I'm talking about him personally, I believe that he personally is someone who will be truthful with me and who is a person of integrity. And if you can't believe that in any business, then you're going to have a difficult time doing your job. So I believe that we can rely on that. And further, We're going to make sure that there are safeguards in place, and they're here, in terms of our officers seeking legal advice from the city attorney about Oregon law, about our city attorney periodically training these officers, and about me as the commissioner in charge of the police bureau under a non-disclosure agreement, getting much more complete information about what our officers are doing. My standard will be, if I'm not sure that our officers are performing in ways that we as a city would want them, then I'll come back to this council with the opposite resolution and ask that we withdraw. But I think, given what's loose in the world and what's been the harm that's already done to innocent people in places like Boston, that as your police commissioner, this is the right decision for me in good conscience to make. So that's why I will support, on this controlled basis for now, with these people, this arrangement. So that's my suggestion to us as a council for what we do today. Again, we'll take a vote on we can take a vote on both of these for that matter, but my recommendation is we proceed to take a vote on 197 and if we approve it, 198. So council,
question, Mayor, what happens when the person assigned to be in charge of the FBI here is a different person?
I will want to very carefully take that person's measure and see if I still have this same level of confidence, because this is partly personal for me. I do rely on Larry and Larry O'Day, Chief Larry O'Day, and I believe in his values. As I said,
I'm talking about the FBI.
No, I know, and I've gotten to know Greg Betzing a little, and as I said, my instincts tell me I'm dealing with a person of integrity who will tell me the truth and who understands what Portland expects in this arrangement. If I ever have reason to question that assessment about him or about his successor, then it'll be time to reconsider this
decision. Mayor Hill, you've exercised the prerogative of the chair, so we're taking up 197 first. You've also exercised the prerogative chair of essentially casting the first vote.
Yes.
So do you intend to cast the vote and then go back to the regular order?
Yes.
And I would support that.
Okay. So would the council like to have any more discussion before we take a roll call on 197? Okay, then let's do, please.
Fritz? We had an opportunity here today to create more confidence within our community. I don't believe with this action that we are doing that. Everyone here on this council and everybody here in this chamber is committed to public safety here in our city. The question is, how do we best get there? Casey Jama of the Center for Intercultural Organizing said at the hearing, we could pursue a different strategy, one that relies on the community rather than suspecting the community. He talks of the Somali youth that he works with and said the way to win hearts and minds is not targeting them and making them feel like they are suspects. I grew up in England during the IRA bombings, so that was back in the 60s and 70s, long before people in this country felt unsafe going to a grocery store or a pub or a place of travel. I was in Europe the summer of 2001 and was really pleased to see the dog sniffing guns at the airport in Paris, found the little metal statue that my son had in his carry-on suitcase, and were able to dig out the little mannequin pee and find out that, in fact, it was a little statue and not a gun. And I was very used to, in railway stations, looking around to see were there any unattached belongings, because I had a friend in grade school whose brother was killed by the IRA in Ireland, and we had the center of Manchester blown up. And Manchester's about the same distance as Salem is from here to my hometown. And yet we relied on community to make sure that when people were about to do bad things that we found out about it. And there were a number of terrorist activities which were dissuaded because people could trust the police to be working to keep everybody safe. We have a lot of trust issues, and to me, that's the most urgent need that we have here. Yes, there are threats from terrorism. There are also threats from our community members not being able to trust us, elected officials and not being able to trust their government. So no, I don't support this.
Fish?
Thank you. And because of the seriousness of this issue, I have written down my remarks, and I would ask people's indulgence for the formality. Today, I vote aye on Council Number 197 to fully rejoin the Joint Terrorist Task Force. Why? Because I believe that we can strengthen public safety and security without sacrificing Oregon values. In 2011, following a lengthy and thoughtful community-wide debate, I supported a compromise approach. The Portland Police Bureau would rejoin the JTTF on an as-needed basis. In spite of the best efforts of all involved, it did not work out as planned. As city commissioner, I take very seriously my duty to keep Portlanders safe, all Portlanders. Since 2011, the world has become an even more dangerous place. We have been witness to senseless violence, both domestic and foreign. And as the mayor reminds us, recent terror attacks in Boston, Paris, and Copenhagen are stark reminders that freedom requires vigilance at home and abroad. Every other major city in America, including New York and San Francisco, participates in the JTTF. As former and current police chiefs and U.S. attorneys explained to me, we are safer when local, state, and federal law enforcement share information and talk to each other on a regular basis. And when our trained Portland police officers are at the table, they help guide investigations consistent with our values. As a former civil rights lawyer, I also take very seriously my responsibility to protect our cherished constitutional freedoms and liberties. At a recent council hearing, critics of the JTTF raised concerns about the erosion of constitutionally protected privacy, the legacy of the FBI, and our ability to ensure compliance with Oregon law prohibiting the random collection of data on Oregonians outside of a criminal investigation. These are important concerns, and we must enter any new relationship with our eyes wide open. We do not have to sacrifice accountability in order to participate in the JTTF. Police Chief Larry O'Day has stated his preference to post two highly trained police officers with the JTTF, supervised by a sergeant, and all reporting to the chief and the mayor. The chief has secret clearance, while the mayor can access all relevant information under the terms of a standard non-disclosure agreement. The city attorney would provide regular legal advice to the chief and the mayor, as well as training on Oregon law to Portland police officers. I believe this ensures the proper chain of command. Effective community policing is based on strong relationships between community members and federal, state, and local law enforcement partners. Portland police officers already work closely and effectively with federal law enforcement in numerous task forces. The mayor alluded to them, and they include the FBI Child Exploitation Task Force, Safe Streets Task Force, and the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force. The task force model strengthens community policing by coordinating multiple resources to focus on some of our most difficult public safety issues. Whether we are addressing the national problem of child sex trafficking or domestic terrorism, I believe we are stronger when we all work together. Finally, today's JTTF is supervised by the Obama Justice Department, not Bush, Cheney, or Ashcroft. Speaking to the JTTF in New York, our president said, quote, "Together, your success in thwarting terrorist attacks, the strong intelligence you've gathered, and the hard-nosed investigations you've pursued has proved to be a model for law enforcement officials across the country. I believe the time has come to fully join with the JTTF. Portlanders rightly expect that protecting their safety is a fundamental responsibility of their mayor, and the City Council. And I believe we can meet that responsibility and safeguard civil liberties by joining the JTTF. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to start out by saying that I appreciate the discussion we've had here today. I do believe that we should participate in the Joint Terrorism Task Force and that it helps fulfill the obligation each one of us has on this dais to keep Portlanders safe. We are one city among hundreds in the United States, and we must do our part to prevent terrorism here and abroad. Certainly the events of the last 5 or 6 weeks, people being murdered for no good reason other than they were in the wrong place at the wrong time, or because they happened to share my faith of being Jewish. In Paris, 4 people murdered because they're Jewish. In Copenhagen, 1 person murdered because they're Jewish. Now, it should come as no surprise that those of us who are Jewish feel maybe like we're always looking over our shoulder, because throughout our history, we have suffered. Right or left, anti-Semitism is alive and well in this world. And synagogues in Portland spend an ungodly amount on security for Saturday services or special events. And so I feel every day a sense of insecurity. And I feel that we owe it to every citizen who is Jewish, every resident of the city, regardless of their faith, we must participate with our federal resources, with our other law enforcement agencies, to ensure Portlanders are safe. And as I said, it's not just Portlanders. What can happen here in Portland can have ramifications in Chicago, Los Angeles, or New York. We're only as good as our weakest link, and Portland should not be that weak link. I believe there's some question whether our police officers rightly understand the Oregon Constitution, state law, federal law. I would argue nobody possesses more encyclopedic knowledge of state, local, and federal laws than our police officers. That's what their job is to understand the laws, and their knowledge of them is encyclopedic. I think with the directions that Mayor Hales and Chief O'Day will give to the 2 officers assigned, that's only going to be more the case. They're going to be watching out for our civil liberties, making sure Oregon law, Oregon Constitution, and civil rights are respected. So I think this is what it's all about. It's about working together to keep all of us safer. And I strongly, and I want to laud the mayor for looking at this position closely enough and having the courage, frankly, and the will to reverse a decision you made earlier in your career and find that this is times of change, circumstances of change. We live in a much more dangerous environment, and we need to act on behalf of the safety of all of us. So I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Novick?
I think I've wrestled with this issue over the past few weeks as much as the mayor has, and as a consequence, I fear I'm going to make one of my longest votes. And like Commissioner Fish, on this occasion, I'm actually going to read a statement. I do not dismiss the threat of terrorism. I once tried a case in the courthouse next to the Oklahoma City Federal Building that was subsequently blown up by domestic terrorists. I think that in the abstract, the idea of local law enforcement with their broader and deeper knowledge of the community, working with the FBI on this and other issues, is a good one. I've met with Special Agent in Charge Greg Britzing and his leadership staff, and I think they're good, well-intentioned people. I was impressed by the argument that if we have police in the JTTF, they are in a position to raise concerns about FBI operations that seem inconsistent with Portland values. And I'm very encouraged by what the mayor just said about the conversations that he expects to have with anyone who is assigned to the JTTF. In short, I think there are strong arguments for joining the JTTF. I also think there is a strong argument against joining the JTTF. One of the main arguments for having the Portland police and the JTTF is the police have a broader knowledge of our community and stronger relationships in the community. But we have heard from representatives of some communities in our city that joining the JTTF would weaken the relationship they have with the police, and formally leaving the JTTF would strengthen those relationships. We received a letter very recently that was signed by leaders of the Islamic Center of Portland, the Islamic Society of Greater Portland, the Muslim Community Center of Portland, Bosniak's Education and Cultural Organization, the Oregon Muslim Citizen Alliance, the Islamic Community Center of Hillsborough, the Oregon Islamic Chaplains Organization, and the Muslim Educational Trust and Islamic Social Services of Oregon State. And I'd like to read the letter. Mayor Hales and Portland City Commissioners, we, the undersigned, represent Portland area mosques, Muslim organizations, community groups that serve predominantly Muslim American constituents. We are also members of the committee to establish the Shura Council of Oregon and Southwest Washington, an interfaith coordinating body concerned with political, social, economic, and cultural matters affecting Muslim Americans residing in the greater Portland metro area. We understand that the Portland City Council is considering whether to rejoin the Joint Terrorism Task Force. We fully support all law enforcement efforts to prevent and prosecute acts of terrorism within our country. That is why our community organizations have participated in and supported involvement in the FBI's Citizen Advisory Council and the Arab and Muslim Portland Police Advisory Council, formed in 2001 by former police chief Mark Croker and Dr. Nohat Toulon. No community has been more affected by terrorism than ours. The majority of victims of acts of terrorism committed in the name of Islam have been Muslim. Moreover, acts of terrorism in the United States and abroad have resulted in Islamophobic hate crimes against the Muslim community, including arson attacks at our places of worship and execution-style murders such as occurred in North Carolina recently. At this time, however, we firmly believe that local law enforcement participation in the JTTF is counterproductive to the city's most important law enforcement mission, which is the prevention of crime through community and local law enforcement partnerships. As individual organizations, we have been engaging with and will continue to engage with federal law enforcement to prevent acts of terrorism in our community. However, because of the gross mishandling of a number of high-profile cases by federal authorities affecting Muslims in the Portland area and the systematic profiling and surveillance of Muslims nationally, we believe that the city's participation in the JTTF may actually discourage members of our community from reporting suspected criminal activity. We believe crime prevention in Portland is better served by strengthening and fostering ties between local law enforcement and Muslim organizations. Therefore, we request that the Portland City Council discontinue the ties between the Portland Police Bureau and the JTTF. The Portland Police Bureau should reestablish ties with AMPAC and the Shura Council, which is in its forming stage. Now, I know that not all Muslims in the Portland area feel the same way. We received a letter from the Somali Council of Oregon urging us to join the JTTF. And I know that the FBI might take issue with some of the statements in that letter. But I cannot ignore the fact that the leaders of numerous organizations in the Muslim community say that many Muslims do not trust the FBI and would trust the Portland police less if we join the JTTF. I do not want to take the risk that people might not warn us of real potential threats because they don't trust us. I'm also encouraged by the message that these Muslim and Arab leaders are interested in reviving AMPAC, especially withdrawal from JTTF. And I think we should take them up on that, and I hope that they'll be willing to do that even if we join the JTTF. If my view had prevailed today, I would not have expected it to be necessarily the last time we would take up this issue. As I said, I was very impressed with Special Agent in Charge Gretzing, and I expect that he will be working to strengthen the FBI's relationships with communities throughout Portland, including the Arab and Muslim communities. And I could imagine that a year or two from now, it might be possible for the Portland police to join the JTTF without raising these concerns from the Muslim community. I also want to reiterate that this has been a very difficult decision for me, and I've been reading letters and making phone calls up to today. A couple of hours ago, I had a conversation with Laura Dugan, who's a criminology professor at the University of Maryland, a former colleague of my wife's, who's also a member of the National Center for the Study of Terrorism and the Response to Terrorism. And she said that other things being equal, she would recommend being part of the JTTF. When I told her about the opinions of a significant segment of the Muslim community, she said, well, the community relationships are critically important. Although she did say, and I should repeat here, that even if we're not in the JTTF, we could participate in disaster preparedness exercises with the FBI, which she said that the fact that the Boston police had done that repeatedly in Boston was made a big difference in the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing. So I think that this is an extremely difficult decision. I really appreciate what the mayor said about how he intends the city to operate if we join the JTTF, but I respectfully vote nay.
Hales.
Thank you.
Chair Hogan.
Thanks. Thank you. Let's move on. Okay, thank you. Let's move on to 198, and we do need to take action on 198, given that 197 is passed.
198. Roll call. Fritz.
So, Mayor, before you take the roll call, I was wondering, did others on the council know how you plan to vote today?
No, I don't believe so.
Because I didn't, and so I haven't really looked through the details of the memorandum. So I think that there should be additional comments or ability to look into the memorandum, because I think that most people in the community were focused on in or out rather than the details of the memorandum.
I don't mind setting that over for a week. I don't think there's any reason. Chief, any reason that we can't wait a week on the memorandum itself? Okay.
And take some comments on that, if anybody in the community would like to comment.
Yeah, we had a hearing on all three.
Yes, but people have 3 minutes to talk about all three. So.
Well, then I'll leave the record open on the ordinance itself, and if people want to write to each of us about that, fine. And again, to give the council an opportunity to look back through the memorandum itself and to make sure that it captures both the spirit and the substance of what we've talked about here today.
Thank you.
Okay. So I will continue that for 1 week, and then if there's no objection, I'll return 196 to my office.
Mayor, in light of the interest this issue has generated, could we put this on as a time certain next Wednesday or Thursday so that anyone who chooses to come has some certainty of our time?
Okay. What's available, Carla?
We could do next Thursday, the 26th, at 3:30.
Work? Okay. That's ordered, and we are adjourned until next week. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.